Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, Shabbat Chaye, Sarah Shalom, Senbet Yeh Saram Idme Yehno, Salam, Salam Ta, yes, here we have the life of Sarah, and here the mystical connection. I and I, Matriarch, I and I, Queen Mother, Tege Menin, here in this Torah reading and feeding here we're at the fifth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and its theme is the life, the liberty of Sarah. Hopefully getting more into some of the Rhema word, the right now word, the Rastafari Rhema word, the Rastafari right now revelation, based on the word, sound, and the teaching of His Majesty, when His Majesty says, as Sarah was to Abraham, speaking of the Tege Menin, so was she to he, even he who be, we be. So here, we have Shabbat Chaye Sarah. We have right here Senbet, the Senbet in the Royal Amharic, the Senbet, corresponding to the ancient Hebrew, Shabbat. Yeah, Saram, yes, yeah, Saram Idme, the life, the liberty of Sarah. So how is and was Etege Menin, Kedamawit, Waleta Georgis, Kedamawit, the first Waleta daughter, Georgis, the first daughter of Georgis, tracing to the ancient etymology, comes down to the meaning of the earth worker, Georgis, or George, don't say, but Georgis, the earth worker. So here, for this fifth sabbatical study here, for this Shabbat Strong, seeking to give due emphasis here, as with some days before the 91st coronation of Kedamawi Haile Selassie, or the 91st anointing and coronation of Kedamawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty, the Rastafari Negus, Rastafari, was anointed and coronated November 2nd, 1930, and Her Majesty, Tege Menin, she was crowned on that very same day. So here, for this fifth sabbatical study here, we plead the fifth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong theme, Chaye, the life, the liberty of Sarah.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, a strong grace of rest inside your home.
Shabbat Chaye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah, and Sarah for I and I, Rastafari, Tege Menin, and the great Abraham, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, and I, the Yitzhak, that Isaac and the seed, and Isaac, the seed, shall be called. Here from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, from the true church, in the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, the true church from the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church. Here, this is what it said on Saturdays from the pre-Kedase, the preparatory service right here, said on the Saturday.
Kulatanya Kedame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abbara, the kokoboch samayin asgeta, kohulum tahayin asaye, meskel abbara, በኮከቦች ሰማይን አስጌጠ. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
The finding of the true cross, the Tav, the true cross, even that Tav, in the name of Teferi, first letter of His Majesty, of the name of the man-child, the Te, in Tefari, the finding of the true cross. Yes, I. Here, riding up with Queen Ifrika and the Ayabingi chanting right here, Lily of the Valley, also featuring Psalm 19. Like to touch on the liturgy, the Kedase a little more, and to heal up some of the fellow Kedase studiers and students and disciples. Heal up to Watatu, Aaron, yes, I, to young Aaron and I brothers who are studying, you know, the Kedase. We have it in print, the 1959 copy that has English and Arabic, and also we have the other copy, the later copy that came forward during the time of Archbishop Yitzhak is Isaac. So the connection right here with this and these sabbatical studies here and this and these sabbatical strongs, very, 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 very important, very, very roots, to get to the roots. According to the true teaching of His Majesty, who says to I and I and we, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So look at the glory of what His Majesty says. Even at that time, upon the passing of Empress Menen, the gem of that word, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. As Sarah, therefore, we have the link with Ketamawi, Haile Selassie, and I, Rastafari, Abraham, and then the seed, Isaac, Yitzhak. Also note that His Majesty sent to I, and we, Archbishop Yitzhak, Isaac, right there. If one can get a copy, seeking to make more copies available of the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, an integrally African church by the late Archbishop. It's a vital read, point of reference, and study document, along with the liturgy of His Divine Majesty. But here, riding up, the Queen. Yes, I, Queen Ifrika and the Ayabingi chanting. Yes, I.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. should I know? Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should I know. Everyone should I know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Everyone should know Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, and know about this Shabbat. Shabbat Haye, the life of Sarah, and the Sarah matriarch, and Etege Menon connection right here for the fifth sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong. I'd like to share this right here. This is from Omega Rising, Woman in Rastafari. Just an audio clip right here, share for the eyes, ear right here. In connection with this Torah reading and feeding right here, known as the life of Sarah and the Empress Menon, Etege Menon, and matriarch, Hebrew matriarch, Sarah connection here. Check it. Omega Ride.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
To come to the reality of the divinity of his majesty is a very personal manifestation. You still have to go into your own meditation, your own reasoning with someone, and come to you the full reality of the divinity of His Majesty. Since the scriptures tell us that there are three major representations of God in time, this is the millennium that we are in now, and this is the last time that we are seeing a manifestation of God before the fulfillment of the prophecy. We have Adam, we have Jesus Christus, and we have His Imperial Majesty.
On the 2nd of November 1930, Rastafari is crowned the 225th Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I, re-establishing the Solomonic dynasty. He is crowned King of Kings, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elect of God. The ascendancy of Haile Selassie to the throne of Ethiopia marked the arrival of a day of redemption for black people, and the Rastafari movement was born. Queen Menen was also crowned Empress, establishing the principle of King Alpha and Queen Omega, the beginning and the end eternally consummated.
I think it's the first time you have a king and a queen crowned together, you know. You have kings crowned, like the typical monarchies will have a king and then his wife is his wife, you know. We have a coronation where we have a king and a queen. That's why I say Rastaman of a special duty, you know. You cannot conceive of yourself as one without the other. A man. No man can be so bright as to tell me that he's a man and he don't even have any responsibility or relationship with a daughter somewhere, you know. That is when you come in your fullness. We would think of His Imperial Majesty as the highest divine order. So Queen Mary would have to be the mother of creation, and she would therefore have to be the beginning of how we behave. She could be a light for the woman.
Empress Menen traces her lineage back to the Queen Sheba, the Queen of Ethiopia, who journeyed to King Solomon, the keeper of the divine laws, the Ark of the Covenant. On her return to Ethiopia, she gave birth to Solomon's son, Menelik, who as a young man returned to Solomon's kingdom to claim the Ark of the Covenant. This was then established in Ethiopia at Aksum. Out of this tradition evolved the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
The Ethiopian Orthodox Church is the first Christian manifestation coming out of Egypt. The first Christian acceptance of God and a man coming from God at this point in time. And the Ethiopian Orthodox Church teaches that man is black and that Jesus Christus is black. Ethiopia is the whole of Africa, and Ethiopia, that the Bible would refer to, is a black man, at that time regarded as a Kushite, you know, from the land of Kush. And the Ethiopian have a special place in His Majesty's book, you know, in that we are the promised people. And even though he tells us many of those that are the promised people will come one day after He chose the ones that He wants. We still have to go down into the valley of Jehoshaphat for another weeding out, you know? So we know that our road is a long and troublesome trod. But it's a trod, there is a victory inside.
Yes, what a good word right there, Queen. You know, Omega Rising, Woman of Rastafari, Woman in Rastafari, that audio clip right there, corresponding with this fifth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and here for the Rastafari sabbatical Saturday Night Live right here on the ear after the Shabbat podcast for the Chaye Sara, also speaking of the true church and the true teaching, the Tawahido teaching.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
Tawahido, the true teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature,
that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
And here we have the Alpha Omega. Yes, Iconic.
What do you see the Babylon system? The Babylon system is a vampire deceiving the people day by day. Moving church and university. Guys, no, we're at the church now. The church, the Bible is here. The Bible is here that in Christ coming, we be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, right? So when we look at this, the eyes blast it.
Sent by the king, watch them on that ring when me fly down far. We step on the beast and kick down with him like a slide down far. We burn in the system, we tell the youth if we fight gun far. Uplifting Mrs. String, tell us till I see I love star. We love Wally, Babylon is system falling. But this is just the beginning of the grand finale. Finale because eventually we get the call. Now if we stand up tall and if we gang up cars, united we stand divided, we fall and we love. Whoa, oh, walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. On their face and bloodshed on their shoulder. Turn from your sinful way, yeah, before lightning strike all over. Well, if I atrocity where your cars can get to you, then you have the other CCC, come give me gun for shows. And I chat all you like the city, well this is the ugly truth. When you bring all the guns, come give me give it to my recruit. Big revolution, one time the guns them turn for the old politician. We bring it come in the first place, I should have on education. We make the youth them learn, instead of buy ammunition. And you won't come run the next term, go run up under your bed. Boy, put your hand on your head, me terrible and me dread. Corrupted politicians is dead, boy. Want to coral garden, don't at the valley garden. Come like a pre every garden, no revolution reach every garden. Go put this up in the greener, me want it reach every reader. If you not live like Haile Selassie, you not fit to be Kanye's leader. Walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. Until my people are free, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be. In the last days when the youth them are free, dread and terrible. Give thanks and praise for the King of Kings. Praises be to the Prince of Peace. And give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega. Empress many
Is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I am not trying to reach people, I am what I am. See, and there's a lot more people like me out here, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I am reaching is my own people. We're all the same thing, we're coming this time, it's our people. It's not nobody else, people, not our people.
I, Jah people, and this time right here, and this time this Iowa, Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, the fifth, Chaye Sarah, Life of Sarah, and the revelation of Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Kedamawi Negus Negest. I is that as Sarah was to Abraham, pointing to his glory, he says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. There's a revelation. Right, a revelation. I think this revelation is even greater than the Alpha and Queen Alpha, King Alpha and Queen Omega revelation. I have to say this right here because it's consistent with what His Majesty says. The Alpha, the Omega, and the fulfillment of it is He is the Kedamawi and the Deharawi. Come from the gutters, the Kedamawi and the Deharawi. But yes, we may say in the grace of the King of Kings Christ, King Alpha, Queen Omega, but His Majesty says, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. And then we have the child, the son, Isaac, Yitzhak. And then we have the archbishop sent to I and I to teach I and I and to deliver to I and I that true teaching of the Tawahedo Church. And in the true teaching of the Tawahedo Church, the true teaching, the manuscripts, and I'm talking about men and people and priests, some good, some bad, some otherwise, but the true teaching of the Tawahedo Church explains the divinity of His Majesty, His humanity, and His divinity. Bemelakot hanetun ba'akal sosnetun. Bemelakot, melakot in divinity hanetun, His oneness. Ba'akal, and in body, in hypostasis, the translates body or person in that sense, the akal sosnatun. So here, the true divinity of His Majesty explained by the true teaching of the true church and the professing church. Hear this.
Right. The true teaching.
There are millions of Christians throughout the world, Your Imperial Majesty, who regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation, and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
The true teaching.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monasticite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that His humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that His divinity never separated from His humanity.
The true teaching.
I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man.
Teach that Christ had one nature,
that I am mortal,
that His humanity and divinity became one without intermixing,
and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Millions of Ethiopians still believe that He is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim Him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to Him songs of praise.
The true teaching
belongs to the monasticite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that His humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that His divinity never separated from His humanity.
His divinity never separated from His humanity. When His Majesty speaks to the interview and is talking about emanation, once please, just Google emanation philosophy and read up on it. You'll find that emanation philosophy, pseudo-spirituality, latter-day, it was an ancient thing, come back again, right? Basically, it denies, right, the causeless first cause of creation, the creator. Right, those who advocate the so-called emanation philosophy say that there is no intelligent design, no designer, no creator. Everything just kind of just came about. You know what I mean? It's like, there's an accident and the accident produces a brand new car. You know those things don't happen. If you see a brand new car or something that is created, you know that there must have been a creator. So emanation philosophy is 180 degrees opposite of creation, of the creation and the testimony of His Majesty, as He says to we, for my part, I glory in the Bible. A lot of people try to like twist it around and say, oh, I'm a man, I'm mortal. Oh, if that's what he actually said. In fact, ones and ones who have these skills, you know, that can take that audio and can take out the narrator's voice and up His Majesty's voice so we can hear the pure Amharic, we can see what he really says, because there's a couple of ways of translating, quote, mortal, right? Mortal. And a couple of words in Amharic that might be translated as mortal by a translator, but it's not quite right. But let's just say that he did say mortal in the sense that we understand mortal. In the previous Torah reading and feeding the Trinity, Kedus Salase, Beit Abraham, in the house of Abraham, those three men, some call them three angels, but you don't find that mentioned in the text. It mentions that three mortal men, Shalosh Anashim, three mortal men, and one of those three mortal men reveals himself to Abraham as Yahweh, as Yahuwah, as Yahweh, as Jehovah. So I and I, the Tewahedo Creed, here, give ear right here on the dub, Young Roots, on this I believe in the true teaching of His Divine Majesty, here, the Tewahedo Creed.
Yehaimunot Amesaret, the foundation of the faith. Huluna yefet re andam lak bemihona begziabir rabbanamnalet. We are main trust in Amlak, the one God, the one source, He who created all things. He who is God, Ekziabir, the eternal Father. Samayina midrina yefet re yemitayawina yemitayawina alema saifet erka sugara beneberanda ablij bemihona beanagieta e Jesus Christos enamenale. And also we amen, we believe and trust in the only begotten Son of the Eternal Father who subsists in the one Lord Jesus Christos who created the heaven and the earth with Him. Father, before the visible and invisible world was created. Kabrahan yetagenye brahan kaudentenyam laketagenye unetenyam laketuwalade inji altafetare bebahiryu kaabgar yemitakaka lohulu the arsu a yahone besamayim kalo bemizrim kalo yala arsu minimin yahone yellen. From light, He, the light, was found. From the true God, the true source, He, the true source, was found. He was born, but He was not created. In His nature with the Father, He is equal in all things. By Him, the heaven and the earth came to be established. And without Him, that which exists would not have existed. Selenya Selesaochinyan Lemadana Kasamai Warada. The manifest produce Kavura Kakadistin Gulmariam Fitzuma Sowahone. For our sakes, for the sake of humanity, He descended from heaven in order to save us through the tribute and function of the Holy Spirit from the Holy Virgin Mariam. He became the complete and perfect man. Furthermore, He was crucified for our sakes in the time of Pontius Pilate. He suffered many troubles, died, and was buried. And on the third day, having been separated from the dead, not being possible for death to hold Him, He rose. And as it is written in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, in honor and the glory of the praise, He ascended into heaven, and He was seated on the right hand of the Father. Also to judge over the living and the dead, He will come again in glory of His praise. And as for His kingdom, there is no end. ደግሞ ስለኛ ተሰቀለ በበንጥናዊው በጲላጦስ ዘመን አርሱ መከራን ተቀበለ ሞተ ተቀበረ በሶስተኛው ማቀን ከሙታን ተለይቶ ተነሳ በቅዱሳት መጻሕፍት እንደተጻፈ በክብር በምስጋና ወደ ሰማይ አረገ በአባቱ ማቀና ተቀመጠ ዳግመኛም በሕያዋንና በሙታን ላይ ለመፍረድ በምስጋና ይመጣ ለመንግስቱ ማፍጻሜ የለውም We believe and trust also in the manifest Kedus, the Holy Spirit, and that He is the Lord of life, He who grants life, who proceeded from the Father through the Tzeretze, and is with Ab the Father, and Weld the Son. In the Andenet, the unity, we bow down and worship to Him, praising and glorifying Him. We believe also that it is He who spoke through the prophets, dwelling in the prophets, it is He who spoke, and who also was upon all the acts of the apostles in the one glory, the Beta Christian. We trust the Holy Church of Haile Selassie. Also, we believe in the only one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we put our hope and confidence in the resurrection of the dead and in the life eternal that is to come. በመንፈስ ቅዱስ እናምናለን እርሱ ጌታ ሕይወትን የሚሰጥ ከአብ የሰረጸ ከአብ ከወልድ ጋራ በአንድነት እንስገድለታለን እናመሰግነዋለን እርሱም በነቢያት አድሮ የተናገረ ነው ከሁሉም በላይ በምትሆን ሐዋርያት በስርዋት በአንዲት ክብርት ቤተ ክርስቲያን እናምናለን ኃጢአት በሚያሰርባት አንዲትን ቅድም እናምናለን የሙታንም መነሳ ተስፋ እናደርጋለን የሚመጣውንም ሕይወት ለዘለዓለሙ
They always sing to him songs of praise. Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation. And that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man.
Teach that Christ had one nature,
that I am mortal,
that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing,
and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Millions of Ethiopians still believe that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
Others at least proclaim him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to him songs of praise.
True to Wahido, the true teaching, 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 teaching,
teaching. The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity. And that his divinity never separated from his humanity. And that his divinity never separated from his humanity. And that his divinity never separated from his humanity. Sing to him songs of praise. The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
To Wahido, the true teaching, 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 teaching.
Millions of Christians throughout the world, your Imperial Majesty, will regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
I have heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation. And that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man.
Teach that Christ had one nature,
that I am mortal,
that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing,
and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Millions of Ethiopians still believe that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, the true teaching, 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 teaching.
Recall, if you will, that the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba, Negis Makeda, came to King Solomon to test him. She was seeking wisdom, seeking to understand these enigmas of life and creation. And so she came to King Solomon, to Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Solomon, with what they call riddles, dark sayings. And in a sense, what Matthew says here, if one is not grounded in the true faith and the teaching, it's somewhat of a riddle. It's somewhat of a dark saying, cryptic. He says that man is not emanated from a deity. What does this mean, Chabarim? What does it mean that Karmawi Negus Neges, Karmawi HaDeSalasi says in that interview, right, I think aboard the Royal Canada train, that train particular interview in Canada, he said that man is not emanated from a deity. So what is it then? Man is not emanated from a deity. What does the scripture say? What does the Bible, the glory of His Majesty, say? The B-I-B-L-E. That man was what? He was created, not emanated, right? Created. See, creation versus emanation philosophy, or emanation philosophy versus creation. It's two different spiritualities, two different teachings, right? Good over evil is creation over emanation philosophy. So man is not emanated from a deity or divinity or, say, a god. Rather, according to the scripture, according to the Bible, according to the glory of His Imperial Majesty, Kilamawi Haile Selassie, man was created in the what? Image and after the likeness and what? And male and female, He created them. Thus that we can segue to the King Alpha, Queen Omega, you know, as Sarah, right? You know, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was Itege Menin to Kedemawi Haile Selassie. There's another point that was made there as well within that audio. We'll pick up on it again, but just to kind of clarify that right there, man was not emanated. The Bible, the scripture don't say that man was emanated. His Majesty says, for my part, I glory. So if we, of the name, called, chosen, and faithful to the teaching of His Majesty, and faithful to that name by which we are called, what is His teaching? Right? For His part, He glories in the Bible. The Bible says that man was created. So creation versus emanation. Creation. Man was created in the image and after the likeness. But then here's another question. We're going to pick up on this right here. But another question. If man was created in the image after likeness, right, then how do we get male and female? Where is the divine feminine, the Havarim, you know, and here in this podcast and the teaching of His Majesty, no doubt already understands the importance of the Bereshit, the Reshit in the beginning, right? When He says that the man has become as one of us, who was He speaking to? Some assume because they lack wisdom, they lack the divine, the Hebrew Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia. We know from Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7, that wisdom, that she, wisdom, is the Reshith. Therefore, Hebraically speaking, the first word in the first book of the Bible, known as Genesis or Bereshith in the Hebrew, says in Reshith. Therefore, in Reshith, if wisdom is the Reshith, and in wisdom, Hailahim, the power, the Holy Trinity, the triple male, in wisdom, He, not they, but He created the heavens and the earth. Therefore, when we look at Genesis, when it says that let us, who is the us? Who is the us? Who is being spoken to? Some say, well, He was speaking to Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus Christ, according to the teaching, right, is a member of the Trinity, is a member of He. It's one of the aspects of He, one of the faces of He. So who was He speaking to? Well, Proverbs chapter 8 brings it out. And what's interesting that Proverbs chapter 8, a significant portion of it is found in one of the Ethiopic liturgies of the true church and the professing church. It's called the prayer of the fraction. We call that, according to the sacred geometry of His Divine Majesty, the prayer of the fractal. In Proverbs chapter 8, she says, wisdom says that she was there even before, right, when He prepared the heavens and earth, and before there was anything, she was there. This is why when Adam is being kicked out of the Gan, the Eden, when he's being kicked out, the word that is said is that the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. Well, how is this possible? No good and evil. Well, according to Shlomo HaMelech, according to Negus Solomon, King Solomon, and Proverbs, wisdom, she, Chokmah, Hebrew, Sophia, she teaches about the good and she teaches about that which is not good. Therefore, she knows that difference between good and evil, and according to wisdom, the wisdom of Ha'ilahim, the power of the true good, the true God, we also get to know that true wisdom. Another point right here about wisdom is James. James says something very interesting right here. Let's get our sword. Let's get the Bible right here. In James, Jacob, right? Yaakov in the Hebrew, but in the Latin, in the English, it's called James. In James, to show that when Ha'ilahim, Yahweh, he who be who he be, Ha'ilahim, the powers, the power, the Holy Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, when he says that the man has become as one of us. So we know that he who be who he be, the Almighty, he knows, but who was he speaking to? Now, why do we say that he wasn't speaking to Yeshua HaMoshiach? Because according to the true theology of the Brit Chadash, the Aris Kidan, we know that in the beginning was the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and that Word is the incarnate Yeshua HaMoshiach. So therefore, when the Father speaks, it is that Word that has, for our salvation, been incarnate and born of Kedis Maria, born of Holy Mary, the Virgin Mary. Right here in James chapter 3. In James chapter 3, let's pick up with verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation, a good halakha, good behavior, his works with meekness of wisdom, meekness of chokmah, the Hebrew, Sophia, also Bamarinya, known as Tibbeb. Verse 14, but if y'all have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Verse 15, James chapter 3, verse 15 states that this wisdom, that kind of wisdom, descendeth not from above. So here, James, Yaakov, bringing out from ancient Judaic and Hebraic teaching, even the ancient Hebraic and Judaic teaching of we, the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah, brings out that there's two kinds of wisdom. And here's where some of the Gnostic scrolls, especially of the Christian Gnostics, because they were also the Gentile Gnostics. That's why when you read the Gnostic scrolls, it's like two different kind. One is the creation, right? The creation reasoning, the iration reasoning, and the other is emanation philosophy in the volume of Gnostic gospels and Gnostic scrolls. But the Gnostic gospels do bring out, right, and gnosis means knowledge, to know. Ye shall what? Know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free. Here in James chapter 3, verse 15, it says, this wisdom, that wisdom that's about bitter envying and strife in your heart, right? That type of wisdom descendeth not from above, does not come from above. It's not chokmah, but it's called akamot. It's not chokmah, not the true wisdom, right? This wisdom descendeth not from above, but it's earthly. It's earthly. It's sensual. It's according to the satana of the senses. It's devilish. Verse 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion. Do your Babylon homework. What's the meaning of Babylon? What's the meaning of Babylon? Babylon means confusion. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil walk, every evil work. In the Chazon of Yohanan, Revelation of John, Yohannes Rai, the vision, the Rai of Yohannes, of the grace of Jah, it points out two feminine types. There's two feminine types, right? There is Adesiti to Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, right, that descends from above, right? And then there's the other feminine thing. There's Babylon, There's Babylon. So Babylon's wisdom is the wisdom mentioned in verse 15 and 16 of James. But the higher wisdom, the true wisdom, even the wisdom from the beginning, from the Reishith, as Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, is the Reishith, according to the Hebrew Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, according to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, which explains that wisdom is the Reishith. Reishith is in the first word of the Hebrew Bible, the first word of the Torah, Bereishith. That means to us, Chavarim, when we study to show ourselves approved, that in wisdom, in she, he, the power, the Holy Trinity, HaShilush HaKadosh, created the heavens and the earth. And wisdom, the Hebrew Chokmah, she explains in chapter 8 that process, and that's found within what is known Ethiopically as the prayer of the fraction. But here, verse 17, James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, non-partial, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. Verse 18, James chapter 3, verse 18. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace, bishalom, in shalom, bishalom, in peace of them that make peace. Thus the word says, blessed are the peacemakers. So wisdom, all right? So there's two kinds of wisdom. There's the wisdom from above, true wisdom, the wisdom from the beginning, and then there is the wisdom from below, all right? And both of them are feminine types. It's interesting that Proverbs, that wisdom, she teaches the sons and disciples about the virtuous woman, the good woman, and also to avoid the other woman. Yes, so the divine feminine is mother wisdom, as Proverbs says, my son, my child, my disciple, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law, the Torah of thy mother, as Rovenu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, and I rabbi, the rabbi, the black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says that wisdom is justified by all her children. So thus, we have our father and our mother.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Now I be breaking bread, sipping man and shepherd's wine. Ain't no mind party like it's 1999. But when it come down, the ground beat like Palestine. Say your rhyme, let's see if they get you out your mind. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church in Lalabella singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church in Lalabella singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church in Lalabella singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church in Lalabella singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church in Lalabella singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church in Lalabella singing hymns a cappella.
Yaakov, yeah, no, it says Lalabella, the church of Lalabella. Yes, I. Come, rally round. Yes, I. Heading into the second Iowa right here, the Rastafari sabbatical Seder, sabbatical strong right here, the Saturday Night Live podcast, after the Shabbat podcast. Here we have Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah, and the Rhema word concerning Etege Menon from I and I Father and King Kadamawi Hala Selassie. So get ready to call in. We got an hour right here before the cup fill and overflow to the overflow session, and this Torah reading and feeding right here, here, here. Rally round, calling, 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 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. Check it out here on the ear live or the replay. Of course, while the supplies last, while Babylon lasts. Yes, I. But here, 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 come, come, come. Rally around right here, here, here in the goose. Churchical. Yes, I, Roz. Mikael. Here, here, here. Shema'ah Yisrael. Hear this, O Israel. She's a harlot, while New Jerusalem, Jerusalem, is appeared as a bride. Yes, I, the marriage of the Lamb. Here, 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 we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 124. It's a prayer theme. One of the themes is victory, victory, victory over I enemies. Today's daily psalm right here, here, here. And here in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically, go and just double check to have it right and exact, right and accurate. The theme of today's daily psalm is a song of deliverance, a song of victory. The psalm, the chant, was clearly occasioned by the passing of a recent danger. Since you sing here in the season, as you look at the psalms preceding, you know, even this psalm right here for the seventh day of the Shavuot, for the Sabbath day, we look at the previous psalms, they're very heavy. The theme's very, very heavy. But here we come to Psalm 124, to Mizmor Kof Kaf Dalet, Psalm 124, one of the ascension psalms, one of the psalms, the pilgrimage psalms, one of the psalms going up, making heights, going up to Yerushalayim. Well, first, before we reach Yerushalayim, which is on the higher plateau, we first reach the castle of great King David. What was the castle called? It was called Zion. Zion, Zion, the castle of great King David, the seat of the monarchy, the government, and then we ride up to Yerushalayim for worship. So these are songs, the songs of degrees, songs that the pilgrims, those making the trod to Mount Zion and to Jerusalem, to the holy Hekal, the temple, would chant. And today's Psalm 124 was clearly occasioned by the passing of a recent danger. And like so many in this group, in the ascension, in the heights and ascension group, some say it may have been the enmity of one known as Sanballat. When we study these ancient enemies and then we see these haters, you know, many of the haters today, it's like chant. They must have been, you know, resurrected as enemies, as I and I, you know, the resurrected Yisrael, even with that incarnation of Yeshua in the person of Kedemawi Hadassalazi. But the enmity, the hatred of one named Sanballat, that was the menace when Jah had been the people's shield. Jah had been the people's shield against those haters and enemies. And Sanballat has a lot to do with the time when ones and ones were seeking to repatriate even out of Babylon, when the Yehudi, even the black Jews were seeking to return during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah and Nehemiah. At that time, ones were seeking to frustrate the efforts, as many seek to frustrate the efforts of the true Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, the land grant, and all that Jah people are doing even in this present time. So here, make me ride up right here, first ear, first here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 124, a song of deliverance, a song of ascents, a shir ha ma'elot le David, a song of ascents of David of the well-beloved.
Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, 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 heaven and earth.
Like a bird, I and I soul, I and I sight, and she is escaped as a bird.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Far away from, far away from.
Come out of her, come out of Babylon. Here, let's ride up, ride up.
Evil, boy, everything takes
rewind and come back, selector.
And again, right here with what we call the Hebrew braiding right here. KJV meets the Hebrew MLK.
Psalm 124.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Dalet Shir HaMa'alot LeDavid 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 LeDavid.
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, Israel say, Israel say, Israel say, Israel.
Lule Adonai Shehaya Lanu Yomarna Israel.
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side,
was on our side, was on our side, was on our side, was on our side.
Lule Adonai Shehaya Lanu.
When men rose up against us.
Bekum alenu, Adam, 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 Adam.
Then they had swallowed us up quick.
Azai hayim belaunu, 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 belaunu.
When their wrath was kindled against us, built against us, built against us, built against us.
Baharot apam banu, 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 banu.
Then the waters had overwhelmed us,
overwhelmed us, overwhelmed us, overwhelmed us, overwhelmed us.
Azai hammayim shetafunu, 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 shetafunu.
The stream had gone over our soul,
over our soul, over our soul, over our soul.
Nahla avar al nafshin, al nafshin, al nafshin, al nafshin, al nafshin.
Then the proud waters had gone over our soul,
over our soul, over our soul, over our soul, over our soul.
Azai avar al nafshenu hamayim hazedonim, 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 hazedonim.
Blessed be the Lord, be the Lord, be the Lord, be the Lord.
Baruch Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth, their teeth, their teeth.
Shelo netananu teref leshinnehem, leshinnehem,
leshinnehem, leshinnehem, leshinnehem. Our soul is escaped, 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 as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers, the fowlers, the fowlers, the fowlers.
Nafshenu ketzippor nimleta mipach yokishim,
mipach yokishim,
mipach yokishim, mipach yokishim, mipach yokishim, mipach yokishim, mipach yokishim.
The snare is broken and we are escaped. Escaped, 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 escaped.
Hapach nishbar va'anachnu nimlatnu, 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 nimlatnu.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai. Ezrenu b'shem Adonai, 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 Adonai. Ose shamayim va'aretz, 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 va'aretz.
Who made heaven and earth, 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 heaven and earth.
And here as a compliment to today's daily psalm, we have this little clip here called Rough Commander right here from WKCR chant on today's daily psalm. Hear this.
390, only going to do a few more calls, get back to the music, and make room for Sounds of China.
Come on, WKTR.
Greetings.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Most High, the Lord and Savior, the mightiest of them all. Jah.
Rastafari.
Yes. I want to say greetings to Vincent and greetings to DJ Vince. And greetings to my brethren Rambo. Rough out every time. Yeah, and all of them greetings, yeah. I come from Rough Commandos.
Yes, sir.
But I want to let out something. From the Bible, John said, if I had not been with the Lord who was on our side, no man, Israel said, if I had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rise up against us, then they had swallowed up us quick. When there was wrath was kicking up against us, then the water had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul.
The Rastafari living raining at the heart of our life. Last year.
Yes, I.
Yeah.
Rastafari.
And give thanks.
Yes, I give thanks and praises here, here. Today's song, World and Heart, right here, here, here. Voyager.
مزمور 123 بقنف 124 يداويت يا معرق مزمور اغزابير كنيا غار بايهون اسرائيل اندي يبل اغزابير كنيا غار بايهون سوچ بنيا لاي بتنسو غيزي قطاچو بلاياچن بنددد غيزي فزيان غيزي ሄአዋን ሳለን በዋጡን ነበር በዚያን ጊዜ ውሃ ባሰጠመን ነበር በነፍሳችንም ላይ ፈሳሽ ባለፈ ነበር በዚያን ጊዜ የጎርፍ ውሃ በነፍሳችን ላይ ባለፈ ነበር ለጥርሳቸው ንክሻ ያላደረገን እግዚአብሔር ይባረክ ነፍሳችን እንደ ወፍ ካዳኞች ወጥመድ አመለጠች ወጥመድ ተሰበረ እኛም አመለጥን ረድኤታችን ሰማይንና ምድርን በሰራ በእግዚአብሔር ስም
Psalm 124 If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, 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 heaven and earth.
So today's daily psalm right here, it's little but it's Talawa, Psalm 124 right here, here, here. Now there's a note we'd like to go into just briefly here to get the metaphysics, the historical connection right here. Some see this psalm relating to the enmity. Remember in the beginning it says that there'll be that enmity between the Nahash, the seed of the Nahash of the serpent and the seed of the womb man. Yeshua HaMoshiach, that seed of the woman, the seed of a woman. You know, does a woman have seed? Well, obviously she does, the seed of a woman. The seed is the womb, is the seed right there in the woman. Seed in the man, of course, that's different there, but it does say the seed of the woman. So the enmity, the hatred of one named Sanballat, right, who was the menace, wherein Jah had been the people's shield. He was a menace to the people, right? He was a menace to the people. He was the public enemy, you know, of Jah people, Jah children, because it was at a time when they were repatriating. They were returning to Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and to Judah land out of the Babylonian captivity during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So when we look in Nehemiah in the Hebrew will be Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 33, and chapter 4, verse 1. But here in the KJV, the King James Version, we go to chapter 4, verse 1. Because in Nehemiah chapter 3 stops at verse 32 in the KJV, but in the Hebrew, it is somewhat numbered differently. So here looking at Nehemiah chapter 4. This is subscribed as opposition, the ops, opposition by ridicule. They sought to ridicule, like when we speak about Ethiopia, we speak about Shashamani, the land grant, the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, as many ones and ones, even those of our color, not our kind, that would ridicule I and I. Now, the book of Nehemiah and the book of Ezra should be studied by I and I who speak of repatriation and sustainable repatriation, because these are books that are in the glory. Kedamawi Haile Selassie, he says, for my part I glory in the Bible. So the book of Nehemiah, 14 years after the return of Ezra to Jerusalem, Nehemiah led up a company. This is circa 444, B.C. 444, and restored the walls and the civil authority. This effort is being done by the Millennial Movement of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, even in this present time. Go to the Ethiopian World Federation in Inc.com. We're going to put those links out. They should be at ljs.org, because there's like frauds out here, fraudulent activity. And it just reminds I and I of Ezra and Nehemiah, what occurred then when they were seeking to come out of Babylon. So even the call and revelation of coming out of her, my people, coming out of Babylon for Jah people, putting it in proper context, it would link with the struggles that occurred during the time of Ezra and 14 years after that in the book of Nehemiah. Of those events, this book is the record, the book of Nehemiah. It has 8 divisions, namely the journey to Jerusalem, even the Adesiti to Jerusalem. And we see about the New Jerusalem. We're speaking about like Lalibela by King Lalibela. And in that time was known as Jerusalem, even New Jerusalem. It was the building of the wall, because the wall was torn down during the time of the Babylonian siege, when the Judahites, the southern kingdom, many Nuf ones, was taken into captivity for approximately 70 years. Thirdly, there's the census. Fourthly, there's the revival. The fifth part of the book is the census of the priests and the Levites, the Kohanim and the Levim. The sixth portion of the book is the dedication or the livication, the Hanukkah, the livication of the wall. The seventh section is the restoration of the Heikal worship, the temple worship. And then we come to the eighth section of the book of Nehemiah, the legal, the lawful, Jalor, the Torah, teaching of His Majesty, the legal order is restored. The moral state, as a moral theocracy, Ayabingi, all who ride Ayabingi, get it here, right here, share it with them right here, right? Whether they're here for beer, that's on them, but share this, tag this podcast and the podcast here. But there's a moral state of the time. So the moral theocracy, where there's a moral state of the Iowa, is disclosed by the prophet Malachi. Yes, John the Baptist, Marcus Messiah Garvey, but what about the angel? Nobody remembers Dr. Malaku. Nobody remembers Dr. Malaku, Emmanuel Bayan, Dr. Malaku, his angel, Malaku, Emmanuel. El, the power, Hayel, is with us. Bayan, a decision of a judge. So here, the moral state of the Iowa is disclosed by the prophet Malachi. Malachi means my angel. Malaku means his angel. So in the first person, he will speak of his angel as Malachi. But we know him as Malaku in this Rhema word. So this book, it affords many instances of individual faith. The hymenote working in the individual acting on the written word. Again, the importance of the book of Nehemiah is that there are many instances, examples, object lessons of the indivisible dual, the individual faith, the emuna, the imnet, the hymenote, acting on the written word. So the individual faith acting, that's the rhema word, and the written word is the logos, that written word, the standing word. So this is why this book is so important, because we see ones returning from Babylon, coming out of her, seeking to restore the life and the liberty in the land, and then having opposition, down position. The principle of 2 Timothy chapter 2 needs to be looked at. Take note, 2 Timothy in the Brit Chadasha, in the Hadish Kidan, in the New Covenant writings. We have 2 Timothy chapter 2. It is the principle of 2 Timothy chapter 2, where the individual, the faith in all of I, the true faith, the true hymenon, acting, because faith without works is dead. So the living faith acting on the written word, on that word that is written. So here in Nehemiah chapter 4, just to bring out the context of today's daily psalm, Psalm 124, opposition by ridicule. Nehemiah 4, verse 1 and 2, right here. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that I builded the wall, he was wroth and to great indignation and mock the Yehudi and mock the Jews, even we the black Jews, even I the new name, Rastafari. So there's many mockers out there in the so-called black consciousness, social media, and other ones and ones on the tube, the YouTubes, that want to mock I Rastafari. They are Sanballats. Verse 2, and he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what does Sanballat say? He said, what do these feeble Yehudi, these feeble Jews, what do these feeble Rastafari do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burnt? Because see, things look like they were torn down. We look at Rastafari tribe in this present time. Some say this is the fifth or so dispensation of I tribe. And it seems like a lot has been lost. A lot have been torn down. A lot of same thing that the Yehudi, the black Jews, were facing in that time. But here, to segue to the metaphysics, let's get to the metaphysics of it all. Right here. What does Sanballat, since it mentions Sanballat right here, who is Sanballat? So according to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, Sanballat, the name is Hebrew, but it's from Persian. It's from Farsi. That's the Iranian language, Farsi or Persian. It's Hebrew from Persian, Sanballat. Sanballat means who strengthens the army, one who strengthens the army. Popo, the one who strengthens the army, not our army, but them army, right? Lauded by the army, somebody who's lauded and applauded by the army. But it also means, metaphysically, muzzled hatred, hatred in secret. They meant them guys saying them Rasta, but then about the Rasta, the revolutionary, not about the scripture of the Bible, about the glory of his majesty, them muzzled hatred, enmity, hatred in secret, secret enemy. He was called the Horonite, who opposed the Yehudi, the black Jews, as many of them oppose I and I, Rastafari, in their work, was a work of rebuilding the walls, even the firewalls of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, and in settling Judea, the southern lands, Ethiopia, even the Mount Kota and Shashamani region, with the Yehudi people, even we, the black Jews, from Babylon. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 19, as well as Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. So what is the metaphysics of it all? So Sanballat, enemies. Sanballat here, according to the Hebrew science, is enemies in secret. Secret enemy. Hatred. Hatred in secret. Them smiling in your face. Can you see their heart? Error thoughts. Erroneous thinking. And fears. False evidence appearing real. Israel. There's a lot of false evidence, right, appearing real. False evidence appearing real, Israel. False evidence appearing real of that we, I and I, have not as yet really become conscious. You know, like someone hates you, but friend, enemy, you don't really recognize, you haven't become conscious of it just yet. But that are working with seemingly great strength. This is one who strengthens the army, right? In our subconsciousness and out into our body consciousness and our body. Thus we have the scripts, right? The scripture that says, who can discern his errors? When we apply now the metaphysics, not to the outer enemy first, but to the inner enemy. Who can discern his errors? Clear thou I from hidden faults. Now we're going to touch on the Horonothite, right? The Horonothite. So they're like tricksters. They're like tricksters. Setting up right here for the Rhema tune right here before we ride up in the full of full. Horonothite. The Horonothite. Sanballat is called the Horonothite. So what's the metaphysics of the Horonothite? The Horonothite. Haron is a cave, cavern, but also refers to anger and indignation. A native of Horonaim, or according to the American Standard Version, of a place called Beth Horon. Sanballat, the Horonite, was one of those who opposed Nehemiah's rebuilding of the wall about Jerusalem in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 19. Metaphysically speaking, a thought belonging to Horonaim or to Beth Horon, state of consciousness, and the opposing, the downposing, the fighting, the resisting attitude that it takes while being dealt with in the overcoming of error. It must be and finally will be put entirely out of consciousness. Thus referred to Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 28 to 30, and some more on the Beth Horon and Horonaim. But here, a little Rhema word to give thanks. International Chaplain 2021, I and I, Brother Ross, see more right here, for this excellent share right here. This tune is called Trickster. Because them trickster, them think them tricky, right? But Father give I and I, you know, he give I and I that seeing in the dark, you know, like the lion of the tribe of Judah. We can see them. Yeah.
I got surprise for the trickster. Surprise for the trickster. Small is usually the size of real life. I've got surprises for the trickster. I got surprises for the trickster. Small is usually the size of real life. Whoa.
have the power in the service of evil than be subservient in the service of good. This is the decision of millions refusing to do what they should. Aesop was known as a last man, put the truth on the table in a fable centuries have never deciphered, but right now we're willing and we're able. Here's a bright red star that rises every morning, rises before the indigo sun. Blue and white when it is high in the heaven, red when low on the horizon. Yes, this star was dedicated to Satan, Magog and Gog of Japheth, I'm saying, Luciferian, Cronos and Danai, and all the wicked sons of Seth. Yes, how come they don't know that truth? Rises before the truth. How come they put him in this man? Trust him on the discount decimal. How come they don't know laughter? Rises before the truth. How come they put him in this man? Trust him on the discount decimal. This is a man only physical. Cannot know the non-biological, will never know the spin of the spirit in the spiral. From the equator came the word equal. Old Mexico said Amaruga, men land of the plume and serpent. I know there is a 14th century plan in the Vatican awaiting 21st century implementation. How come you don't know laughter? Right before the truth. How come you put in your dismount? Trusting on this fiscal decimal. How come you don't matter? Right before the trickster. How come you put in your dismount? Trusting on this fiscal decimal. From the roots of my head came the sequel. Them they sing every time they say angel. They pass the corner and spit scorn upon Gabriel. As the Christian pass the blind, he get blind as well. I know. How come they do no laughter? Right before the truth. How come they put in their dismal? Trusting on the fiscal, the decimal. How come they do no laughter? Right before the truth. I got surprises for the trickster. I got surprises for the trickster. Yeah. Small is usually the sign of the real lion. Surprises for the trickster. Surprises for the trickster. Small is usually the sign of the real lion.
Yes, 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 I and I, Brother Vaughn Benjamin, yes, I, A.K. Becker, A.K.A. Midnight, right there, yes, I, Lookamore, right here, Rough Commander.
390, only going to do a few more calls, get back to the music, and make room for Sounds of China.
Money, WKTR.
Greetings.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Most High. Oh Lord and Savior, the mightiest of them all, Jah.
Rastafari.
And I, yes. I want to say greetings to Vincent and greetings to DJ Vince. And greetings to my brethren Rambo. Rough out every time. Yeah, and all of them greetings, Jah. I come from Rough Commandos.
Yes, I.
But I want to let out something from the Bible, Jah. Jah knows, say, if I had not been with the Lord who was on our side. No man, Israel say, if I had not been the Lord who was on our side. When men rise up against us, then they had swallowed up us quick. When there was wrath was kicking up against us, then the water had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul.
The Rastafari living raining at the heart of our day. Last year.
Yes, I.
Yeah.
Rastafari.
and give thanks.
And here, 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 that verse from Nehemiah chapter 13, 28 to 30, where it speaks about overcoming the trickster, overcoming these enemies like Sanballat. Today's daily Psalm 124 speaks of here in Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 28. We have verse 28 to verse 30, just to seal up right here and ride up right here. Nehemiah chapter 13, it says, and one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite. Therefore, I chased him from me. Remember them, O my God, Elohai, Hailei, O my power, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the Kahuna, the priesthood, and of Halloween, and the Levite. Thus, like this, cleansed I them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the Kohanim, the priests, and Halloween, and the Levites, everyone in his business. Here to seal up right here, we have verse 31. Here in Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 31, right here, says, and for the wood offering, and for the wood offering at times appointed, at the appointed times, and for the first fruits, remember me, remember I, O highly I, Lahai. O my power, O my good, let all for good. Yes, I, Rastafari. And here, Sister Kalungi on the voyage rhythm right here for today's daily psalm. Bun, fire.
Our power, King Celestia, you are in Zion. Allowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in Zion. Give us this our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Lord, Rastafari. Good fire for man where I've lost and still never lost a man tabernacle yet. Good fire for man where I've lost and still never lost a man tabernacle yet.
Rewind and come back, Collector. They don't have lots and talk to Isaac King, but they don't come to the holy place. They don't rally around the ark where the Torah scrolls are. What? Come again, right here, yes, sir.
Our Father, King Celestia, you art in Zion. Allowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in Zion. Give us this our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Lord, Rastafari. Good fire for man where I've lost and still never lost a man tabernacle yet. Good fire for man where I've lost and still never lost a man tabernacle yet. You can't believe you have the Bible to read. If you're not that, I have been given with you in the battle yet. You can't believe you have the Bible. Gideon mood. Yes, Rastaman repatriate the ghetto youth. Now we are on the beast, I'm telling you the truth. Return our black people to Africa, salute! Burn fire for man where I've lost and still never Rastaman tabernacle, yeah. Burn fire for man where I've lost and still never Rastaman tabernacle, yeah. You can't believe you have the Bible to read. If you're not that, now you're being hidden with you in the battle, yeah. You can't believe you have the Bible. Link up Rastaman, the maga
colonize it before. To me now revival live indigenous poor. Cultural black people who know they be ignored. Come together, organize, centralize, that's sure. Here kicks the last of black people off the floor. Repatriation to Africa, you got to return to black man nation. Gunfire for man, where have black sand still not for Rasta man, tabernacle, yeah. Gunfire for man, where have black sand still not for Rasta man, tabernacle, yeah. You come for lean, you have the Bible for lean. If you're not done, now you're bingy, then we can win the battle, yeah. You come for lean, you have the Bible for lean. If you're not done, now you're bingy, then we can win the battle. Ball it up, become cream, it up, become lit. Everyone business, the fire up, the bud. These left eyes display the Naya Bingy drum. Chant Naya Bingy, make the same master run. The holy Bible says we keep the Sabbath. The pastor not keep the Sabbath, so me ask him a wallet. The tiny man praise a God who will look like him. The white man praise a God who will look like him. So we praise the black God, the Ethiopian king. Emperor Celestia, I come steal everything. Conquering lion and the tribe of Judah. Kingdom is shining. You have the Bible for read. If you're not chant, now you're bingy, then we can win the battle, yeah. You come for lead, you have the Bible for read. If you're not chant, now you're bingy, then we can win the battle.
Come, 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 rally round, rally round, rally round. Yes, I. That's the problem.
Psalm 124.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Dalet Shir Hamma'alot Le David.
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say.
Lule Adonai Shehayar Lanu Yomarna Yisrael.
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side.
Lule Adonai Shehaya Lanu.
When men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai. Ezrenu b'shem Adonai, Adonai. Hosei shamayim va'aretz.
Who made heaven and earth, 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 heaven and earth.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in, call in, call in, call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Here. Gonna ride out with the fifth sabbatical right here. Chaye Sarah. Looking forward to the Sunday service. Hopefully get more into the Rhema word. The Rhema word, the right now word, the connection of the Tege Menin and Sarah, the matriarch, Hebrew matriarch, and I, Queen Mother, and also the connection with Kedemawi Hadassalase, since he says, as Sarah was to Abraham, he's given us a powerful sign of his glory and his word right there. But here, the Midrash, we got like nine minutes, y'all, those listening and seek to hear full of full right now. You know, time yourself, so forth and so on, to call in or call in right now. Here. Going to ride off the Midrash. It's little, but it's Talua. Right here. It's small, but it's very, very important. Today's daily psalm, Midrash. Study.
Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our souls, then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, 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 heaven and earth.
מזמור קוף קף דלת, שיר המעלות לדוד. לולי אדוני שהיה לנו, יאמר נא ישראל, לולי אדוני שהיה לנו, וקום עלינו אדם. אזי חיים ולעונו, בחרות אפם בנו, אזי המים שטפונו, נחלה עבר על נפשנו. אזי עבר על נפשנו המים הזדונים. ברוך אדוני שלא נתננו טרף לשיניהם. נפשנו כציפור נמלטה מפח יוקשים. הפח נשבר ואנחנו נמלטנו. עזרנו בשם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ.
Shalom, Chaberim. Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order, of Malchiasedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Haile Selassie, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Hear, a midrash on Nizmor, Kof Kaf Dalet, Kof Kaf Dalet. Psalm 124, Psalm CXXIV. Hear, Midrash, a study. Midrash here from the Sefer, Midrash Tehillim, Midrash on the Psalms, Psalm 124, Mizmor Kof Kaf Dalet, a song of ascent of David. If it had not been the Lord who was for us, Israel would say, hear, the Aleph verse of today's daily psalm, Shir Hama'ilot Litawi, Lulei Yehovah, Shehayalanu, Yomar Na Yisrael, a song of ascent, Shir Ha Ma'ilot, of the going up, ascension song, Shir, a song, Shir Ha Ma'ilot Lidawi, of David, Lidawi, Lidavid, of David. If it had not been Jehovah, who was for us, who was for I and I, Yisrael would say, Lulei Yehovah Shehayalanu Yomarna Yisrael. Or if it had not been Jehovah who was for us, for I and I, Lulei Yehovah Shehayalanu. May Israel, may Yisrael, the prince of the power of the Almighty, Yisrael, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, of the power, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the true power, Yomar Na, Yisrael, read these words and hear, Shema, Shmuli. Hear this, and read these words in the light, in the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Bereshit, from Genesis, Genesis 28:11, that reads, and Yaakov and Jacob lay down in that place to sleep. Vayishkav b'makom hahu. And Jacob, Yaakov, Vayishkab, Bamakom, Hahu. And Jacob, Yaakov, lay down, Vayishkab, ancient Hebrew, Vayishkab, modern Hebrew, Vayishkav, modern Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, Vayishkav, and he laying, shakav, bamakom, in that place, bamakom, in the place, bamakom, hahu, in that place, to sleep. Vayishkav, both to lay down to sleep. Vayishkav, bamakom, hahu. On the implications of this verse, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemyahu differed. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, there, at long last, he lay down. But during all the 14 years, Yaakov, Jacob, had hidden in the house of Eber, not once had he lain down to sleep. And here, Midrash note, Eber, together with Shem, had an academy of learning in that Jacob, Yaakov, he studied
the Midrash, Midrashim, the Beit, the Beit, the house of study, Beit Midrash. He studied for 14 years. Eber, together with Shem, had an academy of learning, a Beit Midrash, in that Jacob, Yaakov, studied for 14 years. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash note on there at long last. Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Judah said, he lay down, but during all the 14 years, Yaakov had hidden in the house of Eber. Not once had he lain down to sleep. So it's referring to the Beit Midrash, the house of study. Rav Nehemiah said, there he lay down for the last sleep he would have in a long time. For during all the 20 years Yaakov, Jacob, was to spend in the house of Laban, not once was he to lay down to sleep. Jacob didn't sleep. And what would Yaakov, what would Jacob recite? According to Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Jacob would recite the 15 songs, the 15 songs of ascent, the Shir HaMa'ilot, the 15 songs of ascent in the Book of Psalms, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Mezmur David, in the Book of Psalms, Hebraically referred to as the Sefer Tehillim. And Rav Yehoshua, his proof, Minyanim, it is the verse that hear reads, if it had not been Jehovah, who was for us, for I and I, Yisrael would say, may Israel now say, Lulei Yahuwah Shehaya Lanu Yomar Na Yisrael. If it had not been Jehovah, who was for us, for I and I, may Yisrael now say, Lulei Yahuwah Shehaya Lanu Yomar Na Yisrael. That is, the patriarch Yisrael would say, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, Yaakov, Jacob, would recite the entire Sefer Tehillim, the entire Book of Psalms, Book of Praises. Minyanim, and the proof, it is the verse. It is the verse even found in Psalm 22. Hebraically verse 4 that reads, yet thou art holy, thou art set apart, thou art sanctified, thou art Ila, O thou, the I that art enthroned upon the praises, the Isis, the praises of Yisrael, the praises of Israel. And here, in Mizmor Kaf Beit, Mizmor Kaf Beit, in Psalm XXII, in Psalm 22, here, verse 4. Ve'ata kadosh, Yoshev Tehillot Yisrael, ve'ata kadosh, and the I male, ve'ata, Wa'ata, 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 and the I-ata, the I-male speaking directly to he who be, who be, kadosh, and the I are kadosh, wa'ata, kadosh, Yoshev, tehillot, Yisrael, Yoshev, to be seated, the one seated, Yoshev, 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 Tehillot, praises, Yisrael,
of Israel. O thou that art enthroned, that art seated, the praises of Yisrael. With Ata Adosh Yoshev Tehilota Yisrael. That is to say, up on, upon the praises, the eyes, the praises of the patriarch Yisrael, of the patriarch Israel. With Ata Adosh Yoshev Tehilot Yisrael.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Dalet Shir Hamma'alot LeDavid. Lule Adonai Shehaya Lanu Yomarna Yisrael. Lule Adonai Shehaya Lanu Bekum Alenu Adam. Azai Hayim Belaunu Baharot Apam Banu. Azai Hammayim Shetafunu Nahla Avar Al Nafshenu. Azai Avar Al Nafshenu המים הזדונים. ברוך אדוני שלא נתננו טרף לשיניהם. נפשנו כציפור נמלטה מפח יוקשים. הפח נשבר ואנחנו נמלטנו. עזרנו בשם אדוני עושה שמים וארץ.
Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, 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 heaven and earth.
Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old and the New Testament. May I tell you now, read up your Bible.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
And as far forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old and the New Testament. May I tell you to read up your Bible.
Parashat Haye Sara, Perek Kaf Gimal. ויהיו חיי שרה 100 שנה ו20 שנה ו7 שנים. שני חיי שרה. ותמות שרה בקריית ארבע היא חברון בארץ כנען. ויבוא אברהם לשפוד לשרה ולבכותה. ויקום אברהם מעל פני מתו וידבר אל בני חת לאמור.
גר ותושב אנוכי עמכם, תנו לי אחוזת קבר עמכם, ואקברה מתי מלפני. ויענו ונחת את אברהם למור לו, שמענו אדוני, נשיא אלוהים אתה בתוכנו, במבחר קברנו קבור את מתך, איש ממנו את קברו לא יכלה ממך מקבור מתך. ויקום אברהם וישתחו לעם הארץ למנחת, וידבר איתם למור, אם יש את נפשכם לקבור את מתי מלפני, שמעוני ופגעו לי בעפרון בן צוהר, ויתן לי את מערת המכפלה אשר לו, אשר בקצה שדהו, בכסף מלא יתננה לי בתוככם לאחוזת קבר. ועפרון יושב בתוך ונחת, ויען עפרון החיתי את אברהם באוזני ונחת לכל באי שער עירו למור. לא אדוני שמעני, השדה נתתי לך, והמערה אשר בו לך נתתיה, לעיני ונעמי נתתיה לך כבור מתך. וישתחו אברהם לפני עם הארץ, וידבר אל עפרון באוזני עם הארץ למור, אך אם אתה לו שמעני, נתתי כסף השדה כך ממני, ואקברה את מתי שמה. ויען עפרון את אברהם למור לו, אדוני שמעני, ארץ 400 שקל כסף ביני ובינך מהי, ואת מתך כבור. וישמע אברהם אל עפרון, וישקול אברהם לעפרון את הכסף אשר דיבר באוזני ונחת, 400 שקל כסף עובר לסוחר. ויקום שדה עפרון אשר במכפלה אשר לפני ממרא השדה והמערה אשר בו, וכל העץ אשר בשדה אשר בכל גבולו סביב. לאברהם למקנה לעיני ונחת בכל באי שער עירו. ואחרי כן קבר אברהם את שרה אשתו אל מערת שדה המכפלה על פני ממרא, היא חברון בארץ כנען. ויקום השדה והמערה אשר בו לאברהם לאחוזת קבר מאת בנחת.
Chapter 23. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 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 of the life of Sarah. Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 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 of the life of Sarah.
and Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 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 of the life of Sarah.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, Hebrew, first words here for this fifth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding Ayin and Rastafari, sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat Chayi Sarah, the life of Sarah, Hebrew, first words here, picking up with the first book of Moshe. Of Moses, the Hebrew book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 23, verse 1, from low degrees to high degrees, beginning off the KJV, and Sarah was 107 and 20 years old, these were the years of the life of Sarah, Hebrew first words here, for this fifth Torah portion, reading and feeding Ayinai, sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong. Vayehiyu chaye Sarah mea shana ve'asarim shana ve'sheba shanim shene chaye Sarah. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the Chayi Sarah. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Hebrew first words here for this fifth sabbatical study in I&I sabbatical studies in this semester here, fifth Torah portion, Chayi Sarah, Hebrew first words, Ani Chozer, I repeat, Vayehiyu Chayi Sarah Mea Shana Ve'asarim Shana Ve'sheba Shanim Shene Chayi Sarah. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah.
Chapter 23. Chapter 23. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah.
She said she couldn't take it, take anymore.
Chapter 23. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. The field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth. Thank you.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher bekar benu mebo ha-mayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh. Noten ha-torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia, hoy, simi, yi, Jerusalem, be here for the fifth Rastafari sabbatical. Strong here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding here for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 23. Here, Shema Yisrael from the Sefer Bereshith. In the beginning, the Hebrew book known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 23.
for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah, the first up offering, the Rishon Aliyah, the first offering up for this Shabbat, Chaye Sara. Vayihyu Chaye Sara, Mea Shana, Ve'asarim Shana, Ve'eshava'a Shanim, Shnei Chaye Sara. The death and burial of Sarah. And Sarah was 120 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Vayihyu chaye Sarah mea shana ve'asarim shana ve'sheva'a shanim shnei chaye Sarah. And the life of Sarah was, Vayihyu Chaye Sarah, 127 years. Mea Shana Ve'asarim Shana Ve'sheva'a Shanim. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Shnei Chaye Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba. In Kiryat Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake to the Bnei Chet, to the sons of Chet, Lemor, saying, Gira v'toshava anoki, imakem tenu li, echuzata kavera imakem v'ekreba. Ekreba meiti milafanai. I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Gera v'toshava anoki imakem. Give me a possession of a burying place with you. Tenu li. Echuzata kevera imakem, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. We ekebra meiti milafanai. And the children of Heth, the sons of Heth, the Bnei Chet, answered Abraham, saying to him, Vayaenu b'nei cheta et Avraham lemor lahu, Shema'enu Adoni, Nesi Elohim, Hata b'tokeinu, b'mibachara k'bareinu, Kvor eta meitika isha mimenu eta kirbo lo yikale mimka mikvor meitika. Hear us, my Lord, Shema'enu Adoni. Thou, the I, art a mighty prince amongst us, amongst I and I. Nisi Elohim, you are a prince of the true God. Nisi Elohim, ata b'tokeinu. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the B'nai Chet, to the children of Cheth. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me, entreat for I to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the B'nai Chet, the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the B'nai Chet, in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gates of his city, saying, nay, nah, Adoni, hear me, hear I, the field give I thee, I, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee, I, in the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee, I. In the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed himself before the people of the land. And he spake to Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, but if thou wilt give it, I pray that I hear me, hear I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, Adoni, hearken to I. The land is worth 400 shekels of kesef, of silver. What is that betwixt I and the I? What is that betwixt I and I? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened to Ephron. And Abraham weighed to Ephron the kesef, the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Chet, of Heth, 400 shekels of kesef, current money, with the merchant. And Shema Yisrael, hear, Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading, the Sheni Aliyah, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah. Here picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 23, here at verse 17, for the Sheni Aliyah. ויקם שדה עפרון אשר במקפלה אשר לפני ממרי השדה והמערה אשר באו וכל העץ אשר בשדה אשר בכל גבולו סביב. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure. Vayakam Sideh Ephron Asher Bamakpelah. And the field of Ephron, and the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, Bamakpelah, Asher Lifnei Mamre, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave, which was their inn, Hasadewir Hamara, and all the trees that were in the field, Asher Bawa Wakol Ha'eta Asher Basadeh, that were in the borders round about, in the borders round about, Asher Basadeh Asher Bekola Gavulo Saviv, were made sure, Wayakam, to Abraham for a possession in the presence of the Bnei Chet, the children of Chet, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah Ishto, Sarah his Isha, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure to Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the Bnei Chet, by the sons, the children of Cheth. And here, picking up with this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, a bride for Yitzhak, a bride for Isaac. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his eldest servant of Beito, of his bait, of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, I, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee, I swear by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, the Elohim of Shemaim and the Elohim of Haaretz, of the earthly plain, that thou shalt not take a Isha, Eshet, an Oset to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou, the I, shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a Isha, a Eshet, a Oset to my son Yitzhak. And the servant said to him, peradventure, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me, to follow I to this land. Must I needs bring thy son again to the land from whence, from where thou camest? And Abraham said to him, beware, that thou, bring not my son thither, there again. Yahuwah Elohe Shamaim, Jehovah the Elohim of heaven, who took I from my father's bait, my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and who spake to I, and that swear to I, Lemor, saying, to thy seed, Zarekah, will I give this land. He shall send Melako, his angel, before the eye, and thou, the eye, shall take a Isha, Eshet, and Oset to my son from thence, from there. And if the woman, the Isha, will not be willing to follow the eye, then thou shalt be clear from this, my oath. Only bring not Baini, my son, thither there again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning that matter.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God. The promised land.
The bride, the bride, the bride.
Pastor Isaac. Yeah.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land,
Yeah. A bride for Isaac. Yes. We got the third Aliyah. Hopefully in a Sunday service coming forward, the fuller fold here and the prophets reading as well. Here,
O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here for the Shalishi. The Shalishi Aliyah here for this Shabbat Haye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah, Senbet Yisaram Idmei. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis chapter 24, here at verse 10, for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering, the third Aliyah offering up here for this Shabbat, Haye Sarah. Vayikach ha'eveda Sarah. G'ralima mina maleya Adonayu Vaya yeleka wakolat u Adonayu D'yado Vayakama Vaya yeleka eta erama neharaim Illa ir nahora. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he rose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. Vayikach ha'eveda Esara G'malima mi g'malei Adonayo. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master. Vaya yelek and departed. Vaya yelek. With kolat uba donayo biyado, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. Biyado, vayakam, and he rose. Vayakam, and he rose. Vayeleka il erama naharayim, and went to Mesopotamia, went to Aram naharayim, Aram of the two rivers. Vayeleka il erama naharayim il ir Nahor, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time, at the hour of the evening, even the time, the hour, that woman go out to draw water. And he said, Vayomar Yehovah Elohei Adoni Abraham. Hakrena. And he said, Oh Yahweh, oh Jehovah, the Elohim of Adoni, of my Lord, my Adon, Abraham, I pray thee, send I good speed this day, and shew kindness to Adoni Abraham, to my Adon, to Adoni Abraham. Behold,
I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let and make it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, I, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou that I hast appointed for thy servant Yitzhak, for thy servant Yitzhak, Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou that I hast shewed kindness to Adoni, to my master. And it shall come to pass, and it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Isha of Nahor, Abraham's ach, brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair, very beautiful, eyeful to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me make I pray thy, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, Adoni, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied the pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether Jehovah had made his journey prosperous or not. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace. La da'ata ha hitzaliach Yahuwah darko im lo, to know whether Jehovah had made his journey, his way, his journey prosperous or not. La da'at ha Hitzaliachi owa darko him lo. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou, the eye? Tell me, I pray the eye. Is there room in thy father's house, thy father's bait, for us, for I and I, to lodge in? And she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, who she bare to Nahor. She said moreover to him, we, I and I, have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped Yehovah and worshipped Jehovah.
Hi.
right there, Dejana, Dejana, Hebrew, Royal Amharic, Hebrew Amharic, right there, Solomon Javi on the instrumentals right there. Here, 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 Adonai, Ja, Rastafari, Hoshiana, Sevainai, now, 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 here, here, Melkam Echud, blessed first day, Yom Hari Rishon, the first day, here, 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 Sunday service, Sunday service. Yes, sir. Let's take five. Calling, 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 calling. Sunday service beginning right now. Melkam Ehud. Blessed Shavua. Blessed Strong.